Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for a little bit of great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
I wasn't even remotely ready. Here we go. What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple today, David and Megan. David just got his pilot's license, So we're excited for him, but we're not sure if Megan is or not.
Oh, looks like David won the coin toss here, so he's going to go first. David?
Yai, everybody.
Yai. Congrats on the accomplishment there. What seems to be the problem?
Thanks so much. Yeah, I worked really hard for this. So it took me over a year, but I finally got my pilot's license. So I really want to take Megan up and fly her around. But she doesn't want to come with me.
She doesn't want to. That's the quickest. Let's get her in right away. Megan.
Hi.
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 Yeah. That's weird. What's going on? We normally let him give a whole side there, but this seems pretty cut and dried. Why do you not want to fly with your man thing there?
Well, I first want to just say I've been very supportive through all of this,
okay.
Right? He's been gone a lot during the weekends. I've picked up the slack at home. I've been really trying to support him through all of this.
Okay. And you guys are dating, right? I gathered mm-hmm. that you're dating and not married.
We are. We're not married, but we live together.
Okay.
Okay.
It has been a sacrifice for you to have him away from you during this process. Okay.
Yeah. Like I've been incredibly supportive, but I just feel like I really just don't want to fly with him.
Okay. But he passed, right? I mean, you have the certification and everything, or he does, right? So
yeah. Are you like, this isn't, you don't want to take her up on one of your hours flights. You've done your solo. You have a license.
I have a license. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm good. I want her support on this.
You want her support on this. Okay. And Megan, why aren't you being supportive?
I mean, I am being supportive, like on the ground. I just don't want to fly with
her. Okay. So I've never felt this awkward doing a great mate debate before, because I'm trying to figure out, like, do you want to say why you don't want to go on the plane? Like, I don't understand why you won't get on a plane with them.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, I'm not afraid of flying at all.
Okay.
But
go ahead, David.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just, this has been on my mind for a little bit. Like, when we go on a plane, like a commercial plane, you never check to see who the pilot is when we're going on a commercial flight. So why does it matter if I'm the pilot?
She should just be, she should just jump on a plane with whomever is up there, as long as they have a license.
Okay, well, let me give you this.
Okay.
It just feels weird and nervous that the guy who is flying the plane, I don't know, can't, like, land the clothes in the hamper properly, you know?
Oh.
Can't clean up after your toothpaste, you know? Like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know that guy or
no, gal. No. Okay. So you're saying his messiness with his dirty clothes might translate to his flying ability? I mean, do you think he's a good driver?
Yeah, he drives a bit too fast for my taste, but I do get in the car with him.
Okay.
I don't, because I do the same, like when you get on a plane, you don't check to see the pilot's license or anything. You just assume, but I think it's because I assume the airline got it taken care of.
They've done the vetting.
But if I'm getting in the plane with somebody, now it's on me.
I'm trying to figure out what we have here. So I just want to give the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Is she genuinely being... I understand Megan's perspective. I have sacrificed. I've not seen you on the weekends. I've let you, like, you've gone and done all these things. You've spent a chunk of our money probably doing this, renting planes, paying for private lessons, blah, 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 blah. That's my support. But is she being unsupportive if she doesn't get on the plane with him for the fruition? Because for me, if I took chef classes, if I took a cooking class, and then at the end, my girlfriend was like, yeah, I'm not going to eat that.
Right.
It's like, well, what did I do this for if you're not going to eat it? Like,
it's been a lot of work. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah. I thought we'd do it together. I'm going to enter through.
Yeah.
But what's the worst that's going to happen if you eat bad food? You're going to maybe get food poisoning? Like, this is an airplane. I could, like, die.
But
Megan, literally.
What I think I don't understand, and don't take this wrong, do you love David?
Oh, of course I do.
If you think he's that crappy, why are you letting him fly?
You know, it's not that I think he's crappy. It's just I see him in the everyday world. He's kind of clumsy. Like, it just makes me nervous. It just makes me nervous.
But you
nervous.
Let him fly. He can. If he's going to crash, you're okay with him crashing. You just don't want to be there when it happens.
I guess so. I don't know if it's
too
much.
Oh my god!
Okay.
She's okay with him crashing.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm trying to see both sides. There are definitely buddies of mine who, no matter what, if they said, "Hey, I got my pilot's license," I'd be like, "No way. I'm not getting in with you."
T-Hack.
Because
an authority who doesn't care about his fraternity. Like, somebody checked him out on a plane. Like,
I know, but it's almost better if I don't know. If I don't know the
license.
Person.
Exactly.
But so just your past is enough. Like, Megan, if he's got his license, somebody smarter than you or me or T-Hack has said he should be allowed to fly. So you can get in a plane with him. You're okay.
Thank you. They didn't check my toothpaste habits or my laundry habits.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, but also, I mean, okay, I know nothing about flying planes, so forgive me. But we all passed the driving test at one point. And then
Get in a car with you, though.
You drive a little different when the instructor isn't there anymore. You're like, it's like, okay, now I got my license. I know what I'm doing. You're maybe a little more lax. Maybe that's different for pilots. And if you're a pilot, feel free to text in and be upset. I don't.
Here's what we're going to do. So we're going to get a jury for you guys, and we're going to figure it out. Now, normally we kind of force you into doing what the jury has said. It's like, we can't force you to get in a plane with him, Megan. But if enough people say, get over it, he's licensed by the Federal Aviation Administration, I want you to strongly consider it. But David, if everybody says she doesn't have to get on a plane with you, you got to drop it. She's already supported you. Okay.
All right. I'll respect it.
All right. Okay. Everybody hang tight. We're going to find you jury members. I understand you. I was going to jump your throat until you said what you just said. And there you are. Right. Obviously we pass our test. We cram, we turn, use our turn signals.
You know what every sign means.
Yes.
And now,
then 6 weeks later, I'm half, I got a roadie in the cup holder. I'm driving with my knees and like, I'm watching the office.
I'm sure there's way, I don't want to disparage pilots at all. I'm sure there's way more precautions and everything that they take. But there is something about knowing the person outside of that. Like when you get on a commercial flight,
they're going to be serious in a plane.
But that person is only a pilot to you. They're only a pilot, you know?
I know, but you just take life more seriously when you're doing. It's like, I'm an idiot, but if I learn to juggle chainsaws, you got to know I'm not going to be an idiot then.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because then I die too. He's not stupid. Maybe he's a dumb butt
also,
at home.
If your significant other wants to learn how to juggle chainsaws and you're like, that's a great idea, I support you all the way. And then they go, and I want you to be my assistant. Well, we didn't talk about that. Like, I did support you. I did.
Just
I
right up you... until the line where I have to be involved.
Right, because it's like, this isn't my dream. This isn't mine. This is your dream that I supported you.
So has she supported enough, or does she have to do one more thing and take a flight with him? You guys decide. 303-222-5423.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between David and Megan. Basically, David has done a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
He got his pilot's license.
Ooh, nice.
Really, really hard.
Megan has supported him the whole time, let him go to the classes, let him study all the time, gone for the weekends while he's flying, blah, blah, blah. He's got his license. It's now time, like, babe, let's go fly somewhere. Let's take a flight. Let's look, fly around. And she's like, no, I'm not. You can't get your clothes in the hamper. I'm not getting in a plane with you.
Yeah, which she's not afraid of flying, but I get it. There's something about knowing the person, and if you've seen them not flying a plane, you're kind of like, I don't know that I want you flying my plane, you know?
Both metaphorically and literally. I was against her until this. Here was my thing. The state and the federal people have said David is qualified to fly, so she should fly with him. But then the state thinks you should be able to drive a car, and I'm not getting in a car with you.
Yeah, well, come on. You
because
don't trust,
even you know you're an idiot.
But I passed. That doesn't qualification.
Don't know how you did.
All right. Well, David, Megan, we've got a few people here for the jury, so we'll you can feel free to jump in with any of them, and let's get started with Margaret. Margaret?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you think? Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. She can choose to support him in any way she can. It sounds like she's already supported him. I have a kid with a pilot license. I have never driven in the car with him as a drive. He's never driven me anywhere, but I will get in the plane with him. But I also know him, and he's a genius, and so I trust that his flying skills are very good. I'm not so sure about his driving skills, but...
How can you trust him in the more dangerous thing?
It is, in a way. I think that there are a lot more problems with driving and other people driving. But you really only have one person you're worried about in the air, and I think she would be safer in an airplane than in a car with him. But it really is her choice to choose how she feels safe, and if she doesn't want to fly, that's really...
Listen to Megan. I already, like, hey, Megan, it's the first call. Relax. No victory laps just yet.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome.
We don't. What are we bonding now? What is going on? Let's do.
She gets me.
Kaylee.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Okay, I was kind of on her side at first. Now I think I've switched a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you can still be supportive without going up, because my dad and my brother both did this, you know, back in the day, and my mom was terrified of flying, and she never, ever, ever wanted to go up with him. I think it took a lot of convincing for her to finally go up. And I mean, this was years, and so it's my mom, so she obviously loved them. But the problem I kind of had was with the argument of him, you know, he can't put his clothes in the hamper, he can't brush, or, you know, the toothpaste thing. I didn't hear all of it. But so my son is 13, and he's been...
I'm not flying with him.
Yeah. So he can't get his license yet, obviously, but if he were able to get his license, he would be able to do it. He can do it. Now he's 13 again, and he's an absolute slob. So, I mean, he can't...
But you'd still fly with him, even though he's a slob, and you think Megan should fly with David, even though he's a slob.
Well, I haven't flown with him yet either, so... So, I mean, I am torn. I definitely see both sides of it. I mean, I am actually pretty scared of flying, so it was a very hard decision for me to say, okay, yes, this has been his dream forever. He wants to be a pilot.
Forever, for all 13 years of his life.
Yeah, so for all of 13 years. But I mean, this is what he does. This is what he spends all of his time doing.
Wow.
Is, you know, the all simulator, right. If he's not simulating, he's flying. So I just had a problem. If she's not afraid of flying,
yeah,
I don't
then
know
she's
that
gotta
be the
go.
Excuse for her not going up.
You've lost your free will because you're not afraid of flying.
that's not how it works.
It is kind of. Jolene.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yai.
Yai.
I'm on his side because my husband has a private pilot's license. He got it about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And I was super proud of him getting it. He was spending time. He was going and getting his hours. And it was very impressive. And the first person he wanted to take was me. So I would think that it would be the same for them. You know, he really wants to take his girlfriend. And I was scared, and especially when I saw the plane, it was so tiny, and I was like, no, not this little thing. But it only took one flight for me to be amazed by his abilities and to just be up there seeing everything. Like, it was awesome. It won't take her long.
She should just go up once. And...
Right, it's special.
Yeah.
Yes, it was so amazing. And I would just sit there and watch him doing his thing and talking to the people he needed to talk to, and I was in awe of it.
Thank you for the call, Jolene.
That's cute.
Megan, it's starting to look like it's... I know it sounds crazy, because we all do think you have autonomy over your body, but in this case, you just got to put your body on a plane.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, guys. Sorry. I can't.
What? Why not?
I just cannot. I love you, but
we just...
I mean, want to do it. Like, there's some block to me doing it. I don't really know, like, why logically, but the thought makes it just gives me the ick.
Mm. All right, David.
Ick. I mean, these callers have all had experience with this, and they went up. You know, it's because you're someone I care about, and I want to share that with you. That's why I did all this.
Well, bottom line is, you won. Which means she should go, but she's still saying no. So can you deal with that?
You know what? I really can't. I was going to respect these results, and now she's not willing to. And you know what, Megan? I wasn't going to say this, but the reason I got my pilot's license and the reason I want you to do this so bad is because I wanted to take you up in a plane and fly with me, and I was going to propose with you while we were doing that. And you know what? If you don't want that, then I don't know what to do. This was all for nothing.
Wow.
I feel so. Oh,
he's gone. He's gone.
You don't have to keep talking. He bailed.
I mean, I'm still not. I'm like not convinced. Still, I don't know. That's cheesy. Like, really?
Oh my God. Here's the thing. You have not hung up, so you're still on the radio. And let's just, everyone, okay. Thanks for playing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.